Joseph's Hair Salon on Glasheen Road in Cork City is something of an institution there, but at the end of the year, it will be closing its doors. The salon's owner, Joe Byrne, has been serving the community since 1985, and that includes a lot of free haircuts. I'm pleased to say that he joins us on the line. Joe, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
No problem, Rachel, my love, and thank you very much for taking my call, or even though you rang me, I don't want to talk about it. I get shy.
<You're cramped. laughs> Not at all. We saw you in this morning's Irish Examiner, and we thought, gosh, he sounds like a man worth talking to. Are you sorry to be going?
Oh, I am. I'm devastated. After 40 years, I really am, but it's due to health reasons and the stress of owning a small business now isn't helping my health either, you know, with the hospitality rate not coming down and different things. But no, 40 years of an amazing business and amazing clients and an amazing community. And what we've done for that 40 years, Rachel, in the salon is just unbelievable. You know, from the support of my staff and husband and all the customers and things. We, you know, it's an open policy. We have a brilliant atmosphere in the salon, and we do an awful lot of, you know, community work.
And when you say community work, you've done a lot of work with people who might need a haircut or might even just be in need of a chat, but mightn't be able to pay for the haircut. Tell us about them.
Oh, absolutely, Rachel. What we do, we open the salon certain times of the year and we have huge fundraising, but like, you know, Easter selection boxes, all sorts of things. We work with domestic violence and penny dinners. We look after mums. We look after kids for communions. We try to cheer them up with a wash, cut and blow dry. We try to cheer up a homeless person with a wash, cut and blow dry. It's not just a wash, cut and blow dry. It's normally the physical contact, the chat, the bonding with someone. But, Rachel, like, we go through Christmas parties. We have a Santa, we have a magician, we have a choir. We have a pub, Flannery's pub across the road. It's amazing. We do free food. We do everything. And it's just taken on the last 14 years. It's just taken on its own thing, you know what I mean, with the support of the community, Rachel, has been amazing.
And tell us about that experience, because, you know, if somebody comes into you and they're homeless or they have particular financial difficulties, what do you say to them?
Well, first of all, the first thing I say, this is not a charity. I'm not the big I am doing something amazing, because to you guys are amazing to be surviving them, the problems you have in life. So what I do is just do the hair chat. You know, hairdressers always listen to the problems anywhere. I'm like a psychiatrist, unpaid psychiatrist, obviously, Rachel. But like, they tell me their stories, they tell me their addiction, they tell me their mental state, they tell me their physical abuse, they tell me the state of their kids, and they tell me how hard it's made to ends meet. And these are not just homeless people. These are people that are already being at home and things like that, but still struggling.
Mm-hmm. You're not.
It's always it's sorry for crossing over, but you know, to do a homeless man and he to start crying while you're shampooing his hair, and not because he's getting food and stuff, it's because he's having contact with somebody.
Yeah. Gosh, it's so true what you say. Now, we were saying at the start that you're closing up at the end of the year, but you're not done yet. You have a big event coming up in December. What are you planning?
We have on the 1st of December. We're doing the usual. We have our salon open all day. It's a Sunday. We have free haircuts for all those who come. We have a big party open plan. It's like a Santa with a magician. And we have a choir singing. And it's really the start of Christmas for everybody. And we try to give stuff early to families that will know what they have for Christmas. We have presents for all the boys and girls. And certainly then we have stuff for the mothers and fathers going away. Because sometimes we have a lone parent, you know, a father too on his own with a few kids. And, you know, the girls in the salon, they give their time. We do free haircuts. It's just an amazing atmosphere. It's a great old buzz. And the community are amazing with dropping off stuff, you know. Mm. Simple things like pyjamas.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. When you
can make a massive difference, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you leave a domestic situation, Rachel, you leave with nothing.
Yeah.
So to have nice pyjamas for a kid when they come into a centre, or, you know, we have vouchers for the mothers to be able to buy stuff. And we always try, you know, we try definitely for education stuff too, getting books, crayons, stuff that they can, you know, if you're in an emergency accommodation, for instance, in a room on your own with three kids, keep them amused. So we kind of, you know, customers, everybody drops in loads of stuff and we go from there.
Well, it's a wonderful place you have, and the very best of luck for the future. Joe, many thanks for talking to us this afternoon. That was Joe Byrne, who's owner of Joseph's Hair Salon in Cork.